Welcome to the Relationship Channel. Teaching for Change, Trading STFC Grow Beyond brings to you a series of podcasts to enhance personal and professional relationships. I'm Catherine Mora, and I'm your host for these weekly conversations. The Relationship Channel Podcast Series 1. So what if I'm angry? Episode 15. Does this scare you too? In this podcast, I explore some valuable work case scenarios that have been described to me by participants that I interviewed. My expectation is that as you listen to this podcast, you'll be able to become more aware of the different situations that people encounter in relation to anger, but also if you are the angry person, that you might take a moment to consider the impact that you are having on other people. So let's get into it. In this section, I'm going to look at 5 case scenarios. They're all based on real facts, but the names are hypothetical. None of the names used are true names. Scenario 1. In this scenario, we find ourselves in a manufacturing company. A great guy named John, one of the employees, was well known for never missing a day at work. He was always there. He wouldn't even take sick days. He was always trying to do his best, trying to complete the work he had and the tasks that he had at hand and complete it well. He was quite popular, a dedicated person, outgoing, and he would socialize often with everyone. Even though he had this very charismatic profile, there seemed to be an underlying current with some people talking quite unfavorably about him. But overall, it seemed that this is a hard-working person and that he's dedicated to the organization. And also that this individual had been working within the organization for a number of years and knew their job quite well. Now, within this scenario, a new manager arrives. We'll call him Peter. Now, Peter was a new manager, very experienced but new in that organization. And he arrived to make a few changes, as managers do. He was a top manager. He wanted to make sure that the organization was running smoothly. And he proposed a few changes to John. Now, what happened when Peter, the new manager, proposed these changes was totally unexpected. John reacted so strongly. He hit and threw everything around him, including hitting the cupboards. He was very angry. Peter was quite scared. He thought John was going to hit him. Would you be scared if you were the new manager? Scenario 2. So in this scenario, we're in the service industry. So imagine that we have one of the employees who we'll call Evan. And remember that all of these are very hypothetical names. None of the names used here are true names. But Evan, the employee in this company, was trying to call Mary, one of the business's female staff members. The manager, who's called Craig, saw this and said to Evan, "You shouldn't really be doing this in work time, you know. If you want to speak to Mary, speak to her in your break, not during work time." But not long after he said this to Evan, he caught Evan with Mary during work time talking to her. Now, Craig told Evan that that was enough. Enough was enough, and he told him to get back to work. Craig was not prepared for what happened next. Evan was extremely angry. He swore. He told Craig to F off. Craig thought Evan could have easily turned violent at the drop of the hat. Verbal abuse could easily become physical abuse. Would you be scared if you were Craig? Scenario Scenario 3. In this scenario, we're going to the farming industry. Zach was a new employee at the farm. He was only an 18 to 19 year old working as a farmhand. So everything was really new to him. He wasn't aware of all the different aspects of the work, and he wasn't truly aware of how important it was to do certain things with care and consideration. Zach and Jerry, another employee, were feeding cattle, and the feeder trailer was not engaged properly. So that when Zach turned it on, the steel rod bent to a 90 degree and it broke. And Zach was not prepared for the owner's angry reaction and will call the owner Jeremy. Jeremy went on a rant. He snarled, he held a grudge, and he carried on. So for around 2 to 3 days, Zach tiptoed around that place, feeling really scared and afraid of what could happen to him in that situation. Would you be scared if you were Zach? Scenario 4. In this scenario, we're going into the banking sector. In the banking sector, one of the workers, let's call him Martin, an officer working in the money collection, was calling a client. But he had to wait. And as often you do in certain situations when you're calling through to another organization, he had to wait for quite a long time, and he was being transferred from one section to another. There was also the fact that often these services were outsourced, which made it a little bit harder even for Martin as he tried to call and get through to the person he needed to talk to. Now, while these transfers were being made, and this wasn't only a one occasion, it could happen many occasions, that Martin would start getting quite upset and angry about the situation. He would put his hands down on the keyboard strongly, and he would start speaking angrily and just gesturing in a very upset manner. And the anger wasn't only affecting or impacting the people on the phone. So when he couldn't get through, let's say the middle person would receive all this anger and these expletives that he was using in his conversation with these individuals. But the community, the whole organizational communal section, was listening to this outburst. Would you be scared if you were the person on the other side of the phone, or if you were in the communal area? Scenario 5. In this scenario, we're looking at the mining sector. As mentioned earlier, it's really easy for us to encounter situations like this in any of the industries throughout Australia, but also throughout the world. So in this situation, we find Joan. Joan is a project manager that was asked to implement a training system into the business. She was also asked to be in charge of this whole project. Joan was working with a team, and within the team, there was one girl that we'll call Simone. Now, Simone seemed to really struggle with the fact that Joan was appointed as project manager. I'm not sure what was the expectation that Simone had, but she was definitely disappointed and upset that Joan was her manager. So the way that Simone would deal with that was in a very unprofessional way. She'd scream, she'd yell and overreact, often in a very irrational way. Now, Joan described it as waiting for the eruption all the time. Other team members that were working within that project also complained about Simone's angry behaviour, but nothing was done about it. It all became a bit of a nightmare. Would you be scared in this situation if you were Joan? Workplaces are full of situations that trigger anger and frustration. And sometimes situations are scary and they generate great fear. And one could depict the environment in these situations as walking on eggshells. Walking on eggshells. As an angry person, I do hope that you can stop and think about the impact your anger has on others. And of course, we're talking here about anger that is taken more to the extreme anger side of things, where people don't have that control. Because as we mentioned earlier in other podcasts, as long as you're professional and you're in control of yourself and you're not pulling others down, you're dealing with the issue as such. And that's okay. Whereas in these situations that we've described, it's very much an unprofessional type of anger. So if you're the angry person that could relate to any of those scenarios or even to your own scenario that you thought about while these were being mentioned, it's important to see if you can deal with that anger in an effective way. How can you do that? You can do that by doing some coaching, some training, finding a mentor that can assist you in identifying or even talking to you about the areas that are an issue. And of course, that would be done after the anger incident and not before. But just having someone that's really open to share with you and to tell you what's actually happening and to discuss ways to deal with it that can be really effective. It's also good to go for personal coaching. If you can share your struggles with someone and also talk about where you want to be at. Coaching is more about moving you from where you are to where you want to be. So it's setting some action steps, some goals together with your coach to be able to ensure that you're able to move towards those changes that you want to make in your day-to-day behavior within the organization. On the other hand, if you're the receiver of anger and you're the one that's feeling scared and that fear that's coming across from the encounters with the angry person, make sure that you also get some help to process the impact of that anger. In my experience with interviewing different people, both men and women, I found that the impact of that anger incident was quite profound, and people were significantly affected in many different ways by that anger episode. So I'd encourage you to seek help, talk to someone, speak about the situation, deal with the emotions that have risen up and the impact it has on your personal life. And you can do that by speaking to someone within the organization or to someone that you trust or to a coach or a mentor. Just don't leave it undealt with, because it's really important that these situations are processed effectively. Thank you for joining me today as we explored a few workplace scenarios. I've added a few resources below. Any of the books that are there are for your growth and development. There are courses, there's coaching or training that you can book into. So make sure that you choose something, select an area that you want to grow in and move towards it. It's little by little. This week I was sitting with my mum and dad, and they love working on puzzles. And this is a very complex puzzle. It's only 1,000 pieces, but very complicated. And I said to them, it's actually a piece at a time. That's it. And it's the same with anger, you know. When you're dealing with anger or when you're dealing with situations that you've encountered that are negative and that have impacted you significantly, often it's just a step at a time that gets you back on track. But you need to take that step. If you don't take that step, or if I don't put that puzzle piece in place, that puzzle won't be complete. So take that step so that you can move towards the outcome that you want in your life. And that's not necessarily a puzzle, but it could be a different area that you want to work on. So join me next week for episode 15, 4 ways to stay safe during the Christmas season. And I'll see you next week.